So we chatted, and then I followed her to the boarding gate. Our flight was delayed. This is the first time I felt so happy when my flight is delayed.
So now should we pay our attention over to Effendi and see
Yes, yes,
the
yes.
meeting
Fendi,
of
tell
theirs
us.
over there? Okay, first of all, when did you get there? Are you still there, or you come back already?
I arrived at KLIA at 5 today.
Oh, okay. So freshly just returned then.
The thing is, when I bought the ticket to their bundling, it comes with
Oh.
lodging.
Oh, I
So
see.
it's quite expensive,
Aha.
1,200 ringgit. So my hotel was like close to the airport, about 3 kilometers away. I bought diamond ticket. I want to be closer to the stage if possible, but I dapat diamond, which is like macam apa 7 8 rows from the stage. So my tickets was like they're bundled together dengan lodging. So my hotel, I tak tahu yang it's closer to the airport, but doesn't matter as long as I don't have to make arrangement for my stay. So when I arrive on Friday, immediately I check in to hotel. It's already about 7 in the evening. It's totally dark already. And I do not know yang Sheila Majid was like macam duduk far away from the airport, but doesn't matter. And I did not inform Kak Siti that I'm coming.
Oh, okay, she didn't know you were there. You're
No,
going to be
no,
there.
no. I did not inform anyone except for Victor and Sean and Kak Jas. And when I reached the venue, then only I informed Kak Siti, and she was shocked. She was literally shocked because dia kata, "Of all places, why do you come to Labuan Bajo?" Hello, Sheila Majid kot. I go wherever Sheila Majid go. Macam itulah. So, but I did not tell her that I want, I don't want to bother her ke apa ke, because I reach the venue at about 4 p.m. because I have to take. Because they make arrangement for shuttle and everything. It's quite nice juga. The ticketing tu, dia bagi makan, dia bagi early dinner, dia bagi... It's quite nice the way they arrange things. The ticket, they arrange for lodging, they arrange for makan, they bagi snacks during the concert.
Because the convention center is about 40
Very
minutes
far
south from
away.
city center, so
Oh my
there's nothing
God.
around there, isn't it?
Oh my
Really?
God.
Yes.
Can you imagine? It's like a. Okay, selepas malik the essentials, the opening ceremony, the drum sessions, the traditional up dance, whatnot, the Bupati speaking, and then Andian singing. Andian singing, okay lah, okay, and then 8 songs macam tu, and then actually she did a duet of Dia dengan Sheila Majid, and that's how Sheila Majid came on stage. What else do you want to know?
Did Topati play any of his original composition, the instrumental?
Oh, before Andean, about 4 or 5 songs by Topati.
Oh, because my original plan, I've already packed all his album, some of his album cover for him to autograph there, the first round when I cancel. I said, I'm going to catch him this time and I'm going to let him autograph his album. But
Oh, okay.
he's got very good albums, that won awards in
Okay.
Indonesia.
Okay, what I can say when it comes to music, Indonesia, they are champion. Okay, the speaker, the sound system, the musician, the lighting, cuma pity because there's no spotlight. There's no spotlight, and there's lighting is only on the stage sahaja.
Effendi, I thought the venue was fantastic, Golo Mori, you know, when I from IG, I'm not sure, live itself, I said, wow, the hills and the sea and the stage, so alarm, you know, no rain.
And the Effendi's full moon, video right? is fantastic.
Full moon, right? There was a full moon when she sang Dia and all that. So it's like, wow, so nice, so romantic.
full moon. Memang right? full moon. It's whitish in color. And Irina was saying, dia kata, tapi dekat Malaysia color pink. Yelah, pollution. Kat sini tak ada, tak pretty clear. I was like, macam messaging with Irina throughout the entire show. It was like, macam, eh, cantiknya bulan. Dia kata, cantik. Because one of
maybe
the,
that's
my
why
video,
they skip the spotlight. They give the spotlight to the bulan.
And macam, she said, yeah, she pointed to the moon kan, bulan. I was like, wow, so nice. This backdrop of nature.
When I speak dengan Kak Siti, dia kata, Datuk couldn't see anyone. When she's standing on the stage, she couldn't see anyone. In the audience, because literally tak ada lampu. There's no light.
Effendi, I can tell you she saw you. Yes. Today.
No, she saw me because... No, she saw me because...
you were jumping.
I was... yes. From my seat, I terus lari the moment dia naik pentas. Yeah. Terus lari depan pentas.
Oh.
Yeah. She said when she... When she asked any Malaysian, you were the only one jumping. She said, wow, I got a shock. I saw somebody jumping up.
I and Kak Siti, dua orang sahaja.
So you jump up from your seat. Did you leave your seat and move up to the front?
I moved from my seat. I moved to the front in front
you
of the
You moved in front of
someone.
There is a place like a dance zone, right? Like a dance for
It's
press,
literally
for,
not meant for dancing,
for press,
but...
For press but, and for, like, VIPs and all that.
It's a space, but not for dancing. It's not meant for dancing
you,
because
know,
they do not plan to have people dancing.
Proper
I'm the only
sit
one
down.
Dancing.
Hey, but I nampak from the Instagram, a lot of people dancing there.
No, right after... You know, after a few songs, Datuk Sheila being Datuk Sheila, dia kata, why are you guys so stiff? Kenapa you all macam ni? Kenapa, are you guys watching a wayang? And people laughing. Macam, come on, I want to see you guys clapping. Mm. If you want to stand, you can stand. You know lah, Datuk Sheila being Datuk Sheila, kan? It's all the same script over and over. We all dah tahu dah macam okay, she's definitely going to ask people to go to dance. So without her asking, I'm already dancing from the first song already. So towards the end too, bila everybody macam on the side too, bila when she addressed the audience, they were like macam a group of panitia, the pekerja, the staff people, you know. They are not sitting, they're just standing on the sides. Datuk Sheila, this was like macam lagu Afghan, Panah Asmara, I think. And Datuk Sheila was asking, who are you people? Panitia ke? Dia kata, you guys are dancing, you guys, why are you standing there? Come to the center.
Invite them. Oh, so sweet.
Come to the center. And nobody wanted to move to the center. Only me. And she was like, jangan takut lah. It's already towards the ending. You know, Datuk Sheila being Datuk Sheila, alah, come. Dancing lah, peduli. Come. And everybody started dancing from Panah Asmara and Warna. Sinaran. Panah Asmara and Sinaran. Panah Asmara, she literally don't have, she didn't even sing it. People sing it to her. And Sinaran also. And during Sinaran, Kak Siti was like, do you want to take photo? Yes, of course I want to take photo. I run to the bike.
So after the show or near the ending of the show, she approached you, she came out to the front, approached you, asked if you want to take a picture with her.
Yes.
That's very sweet of her.
During Panah Asmara, I don't want to enforce ke, I don't want to encroach ke apa ke. I know she's but
okay, literally when I was there, memang hati ni kata, I want to take photo, I want to take photo.
Yeah,
I
yeah, yeah. But you don't want to impose, like, you know, go and invite yourself there, right?
They might have something to do.
You don't know what's going on with the organizer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to be respectful.
Yes.
So I was like, macam, okay lah. If it's meant to be, if the stars are all aligned, surely I will get photo. And literally during Pana Asmara, she came to me. She said, "Do you want to take photo?" She said, I was like stunned. Hell yeah, I want to take photo with Dr. Sheila.
And then she took you back.
Malu pula.
No, during sinaran, she came over. Dia kata, nanti FND, I'll bring you backstage. I look at her and I look at Dato' Sheila. Sinaran. Do I need to wait for sinaran? This is over and done already, sinaran. So I literally lari tinggalkan Dato' Sheila. I tinggalkan sinaran. I don't want to hear another sinaran.
So is it so far to go to the backstage? Not very far, is it?
No, they're very far. Not very far. So you follow
Siti lah, right?
Tak, Siti was stunned bila she came over during sinaran. I lari pergi belakang and Siti was like macam, hey, what's going on? What's going on?
You too high lah, you.
I'm a big guy. I'm tall, 180 cm kan. Kat Siti was like macam, literally up to my pinggang saja. And she was like macam, oh my God, why is this tall guy running macam tu? And I had to hide my hand dalam pocket because I don't want the guard to see that I'm not supposed to be at the backstage. So
like the wristband, you want to hide the wristband.
Correct. And then pretending to be macam worker, diam-diam.
Betul.
But luckily that night macam nobody was like macam there's no one at backstage. Tak ramai pun, about 3 Indonesians and there was Derek Cheong, myself, Pak Lee. Itu sajalah. So I was lucky. I get to spend 15 minutes talking dengan tu and I mentioned Victor. Victor tak ada kat sini, Victor dekat Jakarta, tengok Ruslan Ayam. And
she thought it was Vina, you know.
I mentioned Vina. I wanted to see Ruth keluar Vina. I was macam bodohnya aku. Kenapa aku
how come Vina performing? I don't know. I would want to go and watch Vina also, she said.
Itulah dia kata, Vina, I'm so jealous. Dia cakap macam, aku suka Vina ke? I was like macam literally talking to myself. Bodohnya aku.
So Victor, when you met up with Sheila Majid and Siti, were they on the way there or on the way back?
Okay, this is also the stars aligned. After Ruth's concert, I was the whole night looking at the Golom rating and say, I should have gone there instead of here. But I bought my ticket already with Ruth first. Then only the Golom rating came, you see. So I was like, should have gone there. Then couldn't sleep well. Slept at about 1 something. And then woke up very early at 5. And then I said, too early. Go to airport. Went to the airport. My flight is at 12. I reached there at 8:30. I said, can I check in for the later flight? She said, we have got the seats for the earlier flight. Do you want to take the earlier flight? I said, okay, can, no problem. All this while, I thought, if I'm going to meet Sheila, it has to be the later flight because she will be transiting.
You already have that in mind.
Yes,
you already have
thinking,
that in mind.
I was thinking, I said, is there a chance of meeting her? Then I said, sure, no chance. This early flight, 11 o'clock, she has to like a 1.5-hour flight from Labuan Bajo to Jakarta. And they have to like change terminal, I think. So I said, to domestic and all that. So I said, she never mind. So I went to the airline lounge. And then I makan. Then I said, I want to go to the bookshop. I want to get out. Went to the toilet and met this guy with the man bun. I said, isn't that Derek?
Derek?
Isn't this Derek? I said, maybe he's going back earlier. I said, I don't know him. I don't want to acknowledge him. I said, let me go and look for Siti. And there, lo and behold, they were seated at the back. She and Siti and Pak Lee. I was like, I stand there, and then immediately Siti recognized me.
Did you screech? I would have, like, especially if you've been anticipating it and then you
because
saw them.
They were eating, you see. So I was like, what to, you know, it's like what Fendi said, privacy kind of. So I was like,
Didn't you think like you're like, I'm going to pretend walking by as if I didn't see them and let them see me?
To see Derek already. So I thought maybe Derek is going back earlier. Sheila might be still, you know, later flight or something. So I went in and then it was very empty lounge. And then suddenly I saw the three of them. I was like, jaw drop. And then Siti recognized me and said, Victor!
Oh, wow.
And then Sheila was like, how come Victor is here? So she got this like, don't know, you know, what is Victor doing here? I didn't see her last night. She was like, So I quickly said, I went to a Roots concert. She said, Roots, not Vina. I said, no, not Vina.
Oh.
Then I thought, okay, I want to just say hi and bye. Then she said, sit down. I said, huh, sit down. I was like, I was, you know, I'm so
starstruck. Oh, my God.
Right? I was so starstruck. I was like, okay. She thought maybe I haven't had my food yet, you see. So sit down. Come. Go and take some food. I said, no, I had my food already. And then she started chatting, you know, with Sheila. When she started talking, you just listen. Right? She started talking everything, you know, about last night, about Fendi, about Jazz, about her baju, about her also like catching about 1 hour's flight, 1 hour sleep. And also reached airport earlier in Jakarta and changed their flight from the later flight to this earlier flight.
Oh, wow, ngam. Yes. Oh my goodness. It's meant to be for you to be our field reporter back and tell us all these fun stories from Planet Sheila Majid.
Yes. And she sends a regard to everybody. She says,
oh my goodness.
Thank you.
I forgot to wish her Selamat Hari Raya. Now only I remember. Oh, I was too starstruck. I was like, So we chatted. Then she said, I want to take picture. Show the rest of your gang. Oh, I said, okay. I didn't dare to ask her, you know. So she said, then she put on her lipsticks and all that.
Oh, so nice.
Yes. And then she said, you know, she arranged us to see. And then partly took for us the picture. And she told me a lot of funny things about herself, you know. I was like, how are you telling me this? But she's very nice to talk to. Very. Oh, my first time, you know.
So personable, like, so nice.
Yeah, she said, sit down. I was like, I want the lari already, sit down. Oh, okay, come, makan. Oh, gosh. So we chatted, and then I followed her to the boarding gate. Our flight was delayed. This is the first time I felt so happy when my flight is delayed.
so you can spend time together.
Yes. Fendi, she saw you jumping, you know. She said, I saw, when I asked about Malaysian, she said, I saw this guy jumping. It must be, you know, she was shocked when she saw Fendi jumping and saying, me.
No, the thing is, she can never remember my name.
Already.
But she remembered my video. They said, Kat Siti was kind enough to keep on reminding her, Fendi. I was like, Fendi, you take next video. I was like, okay, she remembered my video. Okay lah, cukup lah. She can never remember my name, but she remembered my video.
Apa dia DM? Spill.
Sibuk je lah. Nantilah, I show you later lah. Later lah. Okay lah.
So Sheila said she was heavily make up and her hair was in a bun and sticky and all that, right? Uh-huh. So she said she had to sleep. She slept about 1 hour only. Went back. Derek did her hair and, you know, did all the makeup. So by the time she rested, it was really late, and they had to got a 5:30 wake up call go to the airport, and that's why they were in Jakarta so early and changed their flight. I was like,
God, you're so perfect. Victor, can you write a story? You need to document this. With pictures and story.
The last time I was in Jakarta, she was in Jakarta as well. And then this Shahab was teasing me. Didn't you meet Sheila? Didn't you meet Sheila? Something about that. I can't remember what was it that I was in Jakarta and she was there. And I was looking out for her also in the lounge. Couldn't find her. This time, I would have left the lounge if I didn't meet Derek in the washroom.
You were not looking in that area where they were.
I took my hand luggage going off to the washroom, and then this guy, what is he doing here? Why is he so early? It's only about 9 o'clock or 8 plus, 8:45, like that. You know, so I thought, Sheila might not be in the same flight with him. Let me just go and take a look. And there I saw them at the end. Wow.
And Siti saw you.
Yeah, she said, Victor. I was like, oops. So I was like, oh, so early, sure. Even if they come back, it would be a later flight. And then she said, no, we changed our flight as well. I was like, oh. Because wow. It's empty, pretty empty. So it's really, and then I follow, we went together. Her assistant, Nasha, will notice. They are always, watching out for her. Derek say, oh, there's an empty seat at the back of the lounge. Let's go there. So we sat at the empty, the waiting gate at the back. And then almost the last to enter the aeroplane. Like the big boss like that. I was like, yo.
And Sheila's Indonesian fans is worse than Singapore.
Hey, no lah. The funny thing about her is, I thought she would be accosted, but they were very respectful. The lounge staff, the airline staff, they knew who she was. Usually when I walk past, nobody greets me terima kasih pak when I leave the lounge. But this time, terima kasih, I say, hey.
Oh, because you were with her.
Yes, they knew it was her. Even the gate agent was like, oh, good morning, good afternoon, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, you need different need. The guy with all the
VIP treatment.
Royalty. Yeah, with the royalty is different, you know. So, but she was wearing a mask out of the lounge. In the mask, she was not, she was eating. So, and nobody approached her except me, the rude one. I was just staring at her.
The Malaysian.
Yes, the rude one was just staring at her. Nobody approached her. And in KL, I think she's mindful. She was in her sunglasses and the mask in the KLIA itself. Yeah.
Were you?
No.
Were you in sunglasses and mask too?
No. So the funny thing is, when I went to Jakarta yesterday, I was listening to Ruth Sahanaya's song, all this. And then today, when I came back, I was listening to her song. She was just seated about three rows in front of me in city. I fell asleep to Aku Cinta Padamu. And then I wake up to this song by SM Salem and her.
Oh,
the two of them sitting in front of me, and there it was, I was like, oh, so surreal.
Wow.
So Victor, she maafkan you already.
Already, okay. So I waited for her. She and Siti went to Solat upon arrival in KLIA. So partly, Derek and I waited for her after we collected our luggages. Waited for her, and then she came. She said, oh, you waiting? I said, no. I want to say goodbye to you because we didn't formally say goodbye. Then I said, Shihan wanted me to mohon maaf from you, mohon ampun from you. She said, why? What? Because I didn't go and attend your, concert. I went to Ruth instead. She, she just, her style. She wave. So I think she mahukan me already. you show him your photo with me. She said, and
oh, wow.
I said, Shihan doesn't know yet that I met you. But tonight we are going to talk about it. I said.
Well, this is so lovely that you all get to come together. Both of you, actually, like connect the entire pictures together for us.
It's Fendi to tell the first part, and then the second part, the last part, comes in unexpectedly, really unexpectedly.
Epilogue tu. Epilogue.
Yes, you are. I'm so glad you kept this such in tight wraps that I did not expect this morning to be such a fun thing. We have all the tracks queued up for all the duet songs. We're going to have to do it next week. If you enjoyed this episode, well, we hope that you come join us live this Sunday at 10 p.m. To learn how to do that, just go to planetshilamajit.com. And as Sheila Majit would say, may music keep us together.